mean? Live to the no BS zone. How about that? I'm not panicked. I'm just sick of the BS. We're going to get rid of it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. I'm just going to tell you the way it is. I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to tell you the truth. So buckle it up, son. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, how does living off the grid in Michigan compare to other states? Living off the grid, what a dream that would be. Number two, lawmakers looking at spending plans, spending your money in a variety of ways. And number three, I don't know if I've ever heard this term before, but I saw this story on Michigan News Source. And I said, well, that's kind of interesting. Puffing car thefts are on the rise with colder weather gripping the nation. And man, has it gotten cold. I was gone over the weekend. I was in Tennessee. I was in Georgia. And there was no snow, just so we're clear on that. Wasn't particularly warm, 40 degrees maybe. 20s, high 20s in the evening and 40s during the day. It was pretty decent, actually. But puffing car thefts, word I've never heard of, and that's how puffing, probably a word that most folks have never heard, at least not when it's described in the context of auto theft. But winter weather ushers in puffing season. That's what the National Insurance Crime Bureau encourages vehicle owners to think twice before leaving their vehicles running unattended. Puffing or leaving a car running unattended is a common practice of drivers both during summer and winter. Tempting to leave the car running as you run a quick errand, get ready in the morning, but seems harmless. Statistics say a different story. Criminals already had waited to hop in and take off with your car in seconds. The growing popularity of thefts with keys left inside the vehicle should sound an alarm to drivers as temperatures drop. And if they can see your car sitting there running, puffing, if you will, then they're going to say, hey, it's Joyride Monday. Joyride Monday, here it is. Yeah. Anyhow, the growing popularity of the thefts has gotten their attention. A recent NICB report, vehicle theft data from 2019 through 21, found an increase of more than 20% in thefts facilitated by keys. Also includes vehicle thefts where key fobs were left inside the vehicle. See, if you walk away from your car and the fob's inside, boom, they just jump in, push the button, away they go. 100,000 thefts facilitated by keys or key fobs being left in the vehicle. That's 11% of all vehicle thefts of all types reported in the United States in 2021. Thefts trends by month demonstrate stolen vehicles with keys left in the vehicle are seasonally driven. Thefts with keys are lower in months with more moderate temperatures and a rise with lower temperatures. One reason for the seasonal thefts is the puffing. Providing the added incentive to a thief by leaving your car puffing makes it an easy target for what is often a crime of opportunity. A crime of opportunity. So says Carol Walker, the executive director of the Rocky Mountain Insurance Association. Let's see here. NICB and the Rocky Mountain Insurance Association recommend the following tips to help protect vehicle owners. Lock your car. Set the alarm. Take the keys with you or fob. Don't leave the garage door open in the vehicle, or the garage door opener, that is, in the vehicle. Take a picture of your registration on your cell phone and do not leave the registration or other papers with personal information in the vehicle. Oh. Okay. Never leave a car unlocked and running. It only takes a moment for a thief to say, boom. See you later, suckers. And away they go. Yeah. Away they go. So, puffing season. Again, it's something I found at Michigan News Source. MichiganNewsSource.com. It's my go-to, and it should be yours as well. MichiganNewsSource.com should be your go-to for Michigan news. If you're going anywhere else, I think that you're spinning your wheels. MichiganNewsSource.com. The Michigan House and Senate approved a $1.1 billion spending plan that gives $200 million to restore a paper mill in the Upper Peninsula. $200 million to restore a paper mill. Place how is that going to be for the environment? $150 million into the business attraction program. What started as a $146.3 million book closing supplemental bill was changed by lawmakers to increase spending to about $1.1 billion without committee hearings. Extra added spending, this is also from Michigan News Source, by the way, comes by way of the Center Square, but I found it at MichiganNewsSource.com. Extra added spending includes $150 million for affordable housing, $100 million for community revitalization, $75 million for small business zones, $75 million for blight elimination, $25 million to prevent water shutoffs, $25 million for an apprenticeship program, and $20 million for law enforcement training. Also, $120 million would fund the food assistance program, and $3 million more would fund the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Committee. I don't know why, because we've already been redistricted. What do you need $3 million for? I have no idea. Tom Albert is a Republican from Lowell. He says this is rubbish because the process was rushed and not transparent to taxpayers. Senate Bill 7 contained $148 million in spending last week. Albert made these comments on the floor. Today it's 7.5 times higher and nearly $1.1 billion. It includes new commitments and other programs that the state should not expend without more careful examination at a minimum. And again, I'm hesitant to spend money at a time when we are facing an economic downturn. We should not take careless steps today that could potentially result in cutting services this year. Angela Whitwer, Democrat, Delta Township, told the Detroit News that the business attraction funding aims to keep Michigan competitive, a goal of Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We're competing across the United States to keep good jobs in Michigan. It's something that we have to do, she said. Let's see, the office of the bill's sponsor, Senator Sarah Anthony, she's a Democrat from Lansing, didn't respond to a comment request. The Strategic Outreach Attraction Reserve, recipient of much of the money, has mostly funded electric vehicle factories and other manufacturing facilities. In December of 2022, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation approved a 15-year tax break worth $29.4 million to upgrade the Escanaba Mill to retain 1,240 jobs in the UP. The bill aims to give $200 million to the same paper mill. $200 million. Escanaba Mill. Annie Petnaud, the Michigan Director of Americans for Prosperity, criticized lawmakers for spending on economic development without transparency. Governor Whitmer has called on ongoing funding for the MEDC, which would then be able to fund projects without legislative involvement. On the heels of last year's record-setting $76 billion budget that raised many questions and concerns, we urge the new legislature to embrace a more transparent process. Keep the SOAR fund and process intact. Well, that didn't happen. No, sir, that didn't happen. The less you know is the less you know. Yeah. Here's something you should know. You should be making sure your kids, grandkids, and even yourself wear a Power Plus mouth guard to help stop concussions. The Power Plus mouth guard, invented by Dr. Michael Hutchinson of Traverse City, Michigan, reduces concussions to just 0.26%. Trust the experts at Michigan State and Wayne State University that have tested the Power Plus mouth guard and certified those results. You can go to powerplusmouthguard.com right now, put in the promo code concussion and save 10%. So for less than $40, you can reduce the incidence of concussion, and who wouldn't do that, honestly. Coming up on the program, John Burns, Concerned Veterans for America, and Jim Holcomb, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. We'll have the Governor's State of the State Address, key issues and priorities for the Chamber in 2023. It's all still to come this day on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gerber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGerber.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.